I just hear them talking. But I talk that shit stirring, gotta leave them lurking. But I fixed all but my shit. Men's be stuck on the ground for days, and a man don't slow down easy. Try to be the next big thing, man don't stop till the fam so see me. Cause a man straight swerving, curving with a
check one, two, awesome, me. Oh, kia ora, welcome to Spinning Yarns. We're live here again in my garage where I talk to interesting people about interesting shit. Today I have none other than one of the bros on there, really talented musician, like all of our guests that have been on here. Awesome as OG from way back in the day, one of the big key pillars in that in our scene back in the ra. And she's doing some mean mahi now, Canary Herbert. But like, instead of me saying all of this epic ass shit, I'll let her introduce herself. So Canary, my bro, introduce yourself.
Tēnā koe, my bro. Kia ora te whānau, te taha toku papa no muri whenua, te taha toku māma no Mauke Rarotonga, Mangaia. I, ko Canary Herbert toku ingoa, also known as Nary Bird. Oh man. I'm like, I'm specialist, brother. That was a whoa. It's a mean ass interest.
It's one of those things, eh? Like I remember back in the ra, like, it was always your name that was brought up with, like, all the talent, like, back in the day. And, like, even now, like, a lot of us, too, we just recognized your voice because you sound different. If anyone out there hasn't heard Canary sing, doubt it, everyone up here knows who you are. It was a different vibe to what most people up here sound like at the time too. So yeah, just giving you your flowers. Like, this is one of the top people that I wanted to interview on here, bro. Learning your story and everything like that, brother. But yeah, my bro, like, instead of blowing smoke so much at the beginning, I'll blow smoke. I choose the parts where I want to blow smoke.
Brother.
What's it called? Like, getting into it, bro. Like, whereabouts did you grow up?
So we moved up here, me and my fams. My mum and dad brought me and my, it was for me and my brother Matodi more so, to grow up in this environment, and man, blessed.
Yeah.
I got so many opportunities. Well, more than everybody thought Kaitaia would give. I actually got a lot of opportunities and getting to connect with people like you, brother, since like way back school. Like, you know, I was brought up with all these amazing people and yeah, I see them all unlocking their
potential limit.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome, bro. And like, so did you grow up in Auckland before you coming up here back in the ra, or was it?
Yeah, I was Otara.
Oh,
I see. Before, yeah.
See?
Yeah, and then came up to the 408. I was about six.
Oh, yo. Do you remember whereabouts of Oates? Because I was born in, like, near, like, Ferguson, so down, yeah, like, near Ferguson, so down by Wynn's Diner and all that stuff back in the day. Do you remember whereabouts you were
born? Bairns Road.
Oh, true.
Tristan Road, yeah. Yo. Shout out.
No, it's different, eh? Like, I know that's why we moved up here too, because it started getting a bit hectic down in Otara, man. A little razzle dazzle down there, but like, yeah, so you guys moved up here morely for your brother, is that as you were saying before?
Or? Oh, for me and my brother, because we were like the potiki and the whānau, and my older siblings were already sort of grown up by that time. Yeah, they already knew what they were going to do.
That's awesome, bro.
It's been beautiful. So majority of my life, muri whenua, brother.
I know. So like, moving up to the far north, bro, and like growing up here, growing up on the Kaitaia scene, how was that, my bro? How was growing up for you?
I remember like there was a lot of freedom. Yo, it was pretty safe to walk up the road and like seven times, you know. But watching it change, it was buzzy.
Yeah,
and I think that helped with the Māori behind my voice too, and the Wairua behind my voice, and reconnecting to my roots, getting to know where my nanny and my papas are from on both sides. Yeah. Hard,
bro. Because it is like, compared to like how town was back in the ra, it's compared to now, eh? Like, not putting any like thing on town and everything, but a lot has changed, eh, since back in those days. Like, I remember back then, like, you know, like, if we did have, like, fights and scuffles and everything like that, it was, like, it was sussed out. Like, they had a fight, sussed out, it's all good, you know what I mean? It's usually with your cousins. But now...
Guilty.
It's normally with your cousins you have a rari with, but now we're seeing the change in Koroa. It's, like, real different to when we were growing up, eh? Like, when we were teenagers and everything like that. But, what's it called? So going into that, like, you said that you had a lot of freedom and everything like that up here, bro. Who were, like, the influences in your life, bro, like, growing up here?
Man, I had many. All my family.
Yeah.
You know, my dad, my mom, my big siblings, my big cousins. And then all the way through, too, because then they started having babies and, you know, and now it's like our turn to have the babies. And, yeah, that's what drives me. That's what inspires me.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just being able to be me.
Right.
Like I've seen a lot of other celebrities or whatever, well-known people that don't really get that much of their own time.
Yeah. But, yeah. Cause yeah, it is. That's really keen. Like you know, our father was our bread and butter, our grounding and everything like that. And I always say with your Herbert father, cause you guys are like all musicians. Like everyone is like the best singers, the best drummer, the best guitarist. You know what I mean? Out of your old father, even the older ones too. I remember showing up to a jam that you guys used to have just in the, I think it was with my uncle Harry or my uncle Jeff. And we were in the old library, the old school, like the kindergarten now.
Yes.
And we used to jam, and like just hearing the talent coming out of your guys' whānau was crazy. But your other cousin Mana, he told me way back in the day, Muns, if we're not singers or rappers, we're sports people. We're sportsmen. And you guys are like, if you guys aren't like the best singers. Like, Mana is one of the best rappers I've seen up here. You guys are, like, freaking gangster as sports people, bro. But, yeah, bro, like, what was that scene where you kind of found music? Like, how did you get into music, bro?
Well, not only, so, as you know, the whole fam's is in it. So, not only being born into it and bred through it, getting out there would have been like church.
Yep.
That was when I first stepped out. And then, yeah, it just ended up following me.
Yeah.
When everybody heard my name, they'd be like, do you sing like a Canadian? You know, something like that. I'm like, well, I'll try.
Correct it.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I was real tone deaf, brother.
True.
Yo. Now I'm just deaf. But, yeah, when I was little, I was tone deaf, and I just saw all my cousins, even my nieces and nephews, and they were like all just effortlessly amazing at singing. And I had a dream one time that I could, and then I woke up and I could. So,
that's buzzy, bro. Yeah. It's like a tell. It's like a gift, isn't it?
Sweet,
I never thought you would be tone deaf. Like, yeah, it's crazy. So you got through church and everything like that. When was that time when you started like performing live and doing live performances and stuff like that? How did you get into that?
I think it's taken away back to like 2008 or something.
Yeah,
when I competed in, I think it was Finals Got Talent.
Yeah.
Oh, Final Idol or something? No, it was Final Scott Talent.
Yeah. And then what's the quote? Is that when people started realizing like, whoa, like who's this girl? Like,
I don't think we'll know when that started happening.
That's mean, bro. So you found it in Final Scott Talent, bro, and you started jamming out there. Whereabouts has music taken you, bro? Like where have you gone with your music?
You're
all good. You're all good, brother. So like, what's it called? Like, where has music, like, where have you gone to perform, and like, where have been some places you've been able to perform at, and what's it called, like even outside of here. I remember you done the Lakeside vibes and everything like that. So what have been some interesting places that you got to perform at or play or even just connect with people?
Especially up here, that's what I wanted to do first. I wanted to tick all the boxes off everywhere in the far north.
Yeah.
And Muri Whenua and the north region.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So those all have been all my privileges. I've been to Auckland, you know, down the line.
Yeah.
And those are more from like aunties and cousins. Can you sing for this?
Because like those were always like the go-to people, way. Because I remember even when we used to be back in the day with the Be the Change group and Kaupapa and everything, like like it was always you put on the mic and you always had like a gift with catering to people and everything like that, bro. And that's really dope, bro. So like being a musician, bro, up here in the far north, what has been some like, even just a singer, like, have you faced any, like, barriers trying to become a singer, like, being with, like, with music up here? Like, has there been any barriers that you've faced?
Oh, definitely. My biggest barrier was probably my hinengaro.
Yeah.
Thinking that I needed certain people to be with me, you know?
Yeah.
So you went, like, Rock Quest and stuff.
Yeah,
grateful for my best friend. She came down with me and Mr. Pitts.
Yeah, because
Yes. Yeah. Those kind of experiences were, they were cool.
Yeah. So that's cool. Did you ever, like place in the Rock Quest or anything like that, or take it out, or...?
Yeah. My first time going to Rock Quest was in a band. We were called R&R.
Oh, is that with Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, true. Yes.
Yes, brothers. Yeah. Jax, Donna.
Yeah.
Ash, Hine.
Hine on the drums?
Yeah.
Holy shit. What a...
Matoti, Saffron on the bass. And then eventually Connie came on and she was on keyboard. Like, that was some wicked time.
You guys had like the Avengers of holy shit! Oh, isn't it? Because she was my drum tutor for a bit. Like she done drumming, she was freaking mean. Now she does tamoko and everything like that too.
Oh, she's soaring.
Saffron on the bass. I never had much interactions with him, but I remember Jackson too. Like, because I remember we had O'Connor College. Not hating on Kaurau College. But we had our Kaurau College crew back in the run. Who was holding it? That was like my sister, myself, and a couple of the boys and everything like that. But we always dreaded it when we had to share a stage with you fellas. It's like, because you guys were like, because in our bubble, we were like, yeah, we're the best. But... And you guys come around. I remember Jackson come around to our prize, to our little talent quest thing that we had. Jackson come around as a special guest, and he like blew out like all the talent. Like, it was like, fuck you, bro. Like,
shut up.
So like every time we had to share a stage with you, bro, it was like, holy shit. Like Henny, I remember there was like our bass drummer too, Izzy and Henny. We always like. Like, I always talked about those two, and Henny was just, she was a fucking crazy, she was one of the craziest ones on there, bro. But, you were talking about that and everything like that. How did that go? How did that Rock Quest go? Fucking go back to the subject.
Yes, all right, thank you for bringing
it. I'll bring it back, boys.
That was me, and then we camped something.
Yeah.
It was second or something. Yeah. And then a little later on, I went by myself, but I went into Pacifica Beats, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, done a couple of OGs and then took out the overall vocals or something. Yeah. And that was
crazy, bro. That's freaking mean. Like, it's mean to hear that those are the things. What kind of, if you want to go into this, if you're good to go into this, what kind of, slowed it down, like, in those days? Because I remember you were riding high for ages, and you were on there, bro, and then it just kind of slowed down. What happened there? If you want to talk about it all.
I think it was around the time my mum grew her wings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's when it knocked me off for about a year. And
yeah,
I tried to come back a few times, but I found myself keep drifting into performing to her instead of the crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what I was feeling to sing.
Yeah.
But then, obviously, I got into my family, who I call my family.
Yeah.
Who I've been affirmed to raise and I cut off to me. They saved me in that time of grief.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think it was sort of reciprocated as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
With my love.
Yeah. Because, it's cool, bro. You could hear that momma too when you were playing at those times and stuff like that, and it's cool that you've grown out of it, bro. And you're like it's always there, but it's like we can move forward now instead of staying there. And how did you end up pushing through that, bro? Because a lot of us get stuck in there, bro. Like I've been stuck in there a couple of times with momma.
I was stuck in there, but No, could have stopped living, had to keep providing, you know.
hard.
So they ain't got a choice, and it's good when it's like that.
Mm.
You know, it feels more purposeful.
Yeah.
So I just kept busy until I fully understood it.
Yeah.
I was put it like, you know, I'm the highest believer of the highest of all. Well, and not bad.
Mm.
And like I know there was... there's always that time that's going to come around. You know, that's guaranteed for all of us. And what are you going to do to give back to that one that you miss so much? You know, like, I didn't get to know my mom properly until after she passed.
Mm.
Like, who she really was and how amazing she really was to me. I just saw her as mom.
Yeah. And that is the things too, is like, we don't realize how much they mean. And so, you know, they do, as you say, the beautifulest way is grow their wings, eh? You know what I mean? And such a nice way to put it too, is grow your wings, eh?
Yeah.
And we get to kind of get to know their whole life story and everything like that. And it's cool. It's cool. And people say it like happily too, like with whānau and everything like that. So one thing I liked about when you created your own music and everything like that, like, I'm all in, like instead of your covers was your originals, my bro, and your songwriting and everything like that. I remember my brother was talking about, I think he come to one of the gigs, the jams one time, and he had the song that you wrote for your mum back in the ra when she was alive and stuff like that. And I forgot what it was called.
That was when I was having a little sookie.
That one. I can't believe I remember that. I just remember the melody that. So I was like, oh shit. how do you do your creative process, bro? How did you get inspired to write a song?
It was an outlet for my emotions.
Yeah,
I think that's the best way to put it. What a suck when you hear the words. Why can't I do anything right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What was wrong with me? made what music I do right now. But I've kept that on a big reload too, but
yeah.
Oh, you know what? And it's taken me back to where I think I did step out.
Yeah.
When we tried to record and then our music got taken. That was like a bit of a kick to the teeth.
Your music got taken?
Yeah. First album that we were going to get out to everybody. And then it didn't happen. But I sort of took that as a tohu too.
Yeah.
And now look, everybody's like soaring everywhere they are.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Want to talk about that? Like what? Like dive into that? Because I'm like, shit. Like what? What happened there? So you were supposed to release an album.
Yes, but our band Arana.
Arana, yes.
Yes, and then from there, like, because I've recorded at a few places, spaces and privileged as, but I haven't actually like let out CDs or anything. Mm. And I think it was that time that really, now I'm at that point where I want to
start doing it.
Yeah, start my own, sort of thing. Like, I'll make it now that I've learned all this stuff.
Yeah.
And that was another thing too, the studies to get to the jobs that we were at, brother.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah. And it's always been a dream to work with Youth.
Hard, yeah, because like,
fuck up. He's musical with me.
Hard, like going into that basket too, because when I was coming into... When I was leaving Natsukawa, you were coming in, I was like, fuck. That's what I thought straight away. I was like, fuck. Like, I just fucked it. I was like, bro. Damn, I wish I worked with her for a bit longer, you know? Even if it was like a few more months or something like that. But you're doing some mean mahi with our rangatahi nowadays, bro. Like, what kind of inspired you to get into, like, because are you doing youth mentoring? Or are you doing youth work? You said,
yes.
Yeah, how did you get into that, my bro?
I've always wanted to get into that. Mm. And when I was at Street Mates, I sort of knew that I'd come back to people mahi, and I'm hoping it would be with youth. Yeah, and then eventually I'll go to Kaumatua Kuia or Babies.
Mm.
Or
Yeah. Ah, it's awesome, bro. Because that one in post, didn't it? Oh, yeah, that one in post. But yeah, so you got into got back into youth work and everything like that, bro. What's it called? How has that been? I wouldn't have to go into the clients and everything like that, but how has that been since you've started spreading your wings in that space, my bro? Like,
I love it. Eh?
Yeah.
Rangatahi are the best, man. They're so funny.
Yeah.
And like when you're brought up here, you sort of know who their parents are, or, you know.
Who their cousins are.
Yeah.
Because like it is funny too when you deal with them and you're like, oh, fuck, I remember when you were like a baby.
Literally, I'm like, oh, whoa.
And like chilling around there, and you're like, you're seeing the stuff that they're doing in town and stuff like that. You're like, oh, fuck, I remember when I used to do that. Oh, bro, I remember when I used to bring out, I don't know, fucking... But the one thing I don't get about this generation, I want to go on this thing, is they have way more flasher clothes than we did. Like,
out.
Bro, like, I see like TNs, I see like freaking like Air Force Ones, I see like branded everything, bro. I remember back when we were kids, we had like what, those warehouse shoes, like the canvas shoes, and like
romance,
bro. And I remember seeing back in the day when there were skinny jeans were in, and I remember some of the bros rexing their mum's skinny jeans back in the night. But yeah, bro, like if you had any like advice for young musicians, bro, young rangatahi, or just not even just musicians, bro, young people, like, what would be some advice that you would share for people who are trying to get into the music scene?
Big smarts. Sticking to the basics, eh?
Yeah. So good. Sticking to the basics, eh? Yeah.
Big smile. Genuine heart for it. Mm. You know, when your passion shows through your sound or the way you sing, and for the way you rap, the way you introduce music too, brother. I remember all of those.
Hard.
Yeah.
Just be genuine with it, eh?
Yeah. If you really want it, you're gonna get it.
Hard out. Nah, stay fast. Yeah, be genuine with it. And sweet, bro. Like always one thing that I always do before we close up on our podcast too, my bro, and move on like that. One thing I always try to practice is gratitude, eh? Because us, we're always like, what's it called? We're always like, us being musicians or like just being busy people in general, is we focus so much on what's it called, on the future, and we don't really focus on the present, my bro. We don't really focus on like the here and now. So what are some things that you're grateful for in life now, bro?
Grateful for my babies, all of them. Grateful for all my peoples. Grateful for our Fenua.
Yeah.
Grateful for our water.
Yeah.
All the healing and all of it, eh?
Yeah. Like,
yeah, when you actually grow up and figure that out, it's like, whoa.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
There is so much more. Balancing the present and the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, the manifesting, but staying present.
Yeah, hard. That's cool, bro. I love that, my bro. But that's awesome, bro. Like, nice, hard and fast, quick one, bro.
Thank you.
But, yeah, much love, bro. Like, with everything that we do as musicians up here in the far north, bro, it's cool to hear that you're still around and you're still doing your mahi, bro, and giving you your flowers, bro. It is like, bro, fucking, if you need any, this is like, I'll say this off of you too, like, if you need any support with any, like, getting the music out or anything like that, bro, just hit us up. Free as, don't have to worry about it. Record whatever you need, bro, and just come through, because we need that unreleased Canary album or whatever the hell, or even a single, bro. Show all these fuckers in Auckland that we got it up here, bro. You're one of the Avengers, brother. Okay, all good, my bro. As I said, weekly episode of Keep Saying Spinning Yarns in my garage. Ja, ja.
Ja, ja.
I just hear them talking, but I talk that shit stirring, gotta leave them lurking, but I fixed all but my shit. Men's be stuck on the ground for days, and a man don't slow down easy. Try to be the next big thing, man don't stop till the fam so see me. Gee, that sounds slow. Cause a man straight swerving, curving, when I talk that talk.